December 9, 1973. He got on the turnpike, drove 150 miles, and then drove back. He didn't dare drive any farther. It was the first gasless Sunday, and all the turnpike pit stops were closed, and he didn't want to walk. See, he told himself. This is how they get shitbirds like you, Georgie. Fred, is that really you? To what do I owe the honor of this visit, Freddy? Fuck off, buddy. On the way home, he heard this public service ad on the radio.
So you're worried about the gasoline shortage, and you want to make sure that you and your family aren't caught short this winter. So now you're on your way to your neighborhood gas station with a dozen 5-gallon cans. But if you're really worried about your family, you better turn around and go back home. Improper storage of gasoline is dangerous. It's also illegal. But never mind that for a minute. Consider this. When gasoline fumes mix with the air, they become explosive. And 1 gallon of gas has the explosive potential of 12 sticks of dynamite. Think about that before you fill those cans. And then think about your family. You see, we want you to live.
This has been a public service announcement from WLDM. The music people remind you to leave gasoline storage to the people who are equipped to do it properly. He turned off the radio, slowed down to 50, and pulled back into the cruising lane. 12 sticks of dynamite, he said. Man, that's amazing. If he had looked into the rearview mirror, he would have seen that he was grinning